Yeah, that one, it was a tall comeback order for the Bearcats, but that one pretty much seals the deal, barring a big turnover or something crazy, because now with only two timeouts, Coach Sweeney really isn't going to have any time left on the clock after Harvard Beach runs three plays.
And not to mention, I believe he only has two timeouts left.
Yeah, so I mean, he burned one early, so he's only got two left, two chances to stop the clock. But Harvard Beach, that was a big run for Devin Puff, and he's kind of your closer. When he gets rolling, he's as good as there is in this area.
Anderson in the T formation, hands off to Devin Puff again. He has another 5 yards, out to about the 34-yard line. They're going to mark him down to 35 for a 4-yard gain. Tackle made by Ethan Smalley for the other Bearcats. Minute 20 now left in the fourth quarter. Harvard Beach leading by 15 points.
You know, the Bearcats had a ton of guys in the backfield. Michael Anderson got knocked down. The other running back is Effling. He's not Effling. Who's the other back? Seaman. Elliot Seaman knocked down in the backfield. And the only guy that they didn't get in the backfield was the guy with the ball, unfortunately. And that was Devin Puffin. He's able to get four or even five or so on that run. And now we roll under a minute here for the Bearcats as Harvard Beach trying to run this clock out.
And now right up the gut, this time to Buff once again, maybe a hard run, maybe a yard out there, as Aubrey swarms it up. Leading the way would be Austin Bruski on that front line. No gain on the play, third down, six to go with 39 seconds left. Aubrey fan base on their feet as they will win this 60th edition of the Backyard Brawl with players on the scores, Young Bearcats. One more play from the line of scrimmage, and this one will be all but over. I will be coming out in the J-Lex formation. Under center, there is the Neal from Anderson. And we have a final. I will be 29, ugly 14, as the Pirates use a huge second half to rattle off 22 points in the third quarter, which will be the difference maker here from Ugly, Michigan in week number 5. Ugly Beach now in the driver's seat of the Greater Than East. Take that Greater Than East foe, the Ugly Bearcats. After 48 minutes of play, final score, Ugly Beach 29, Ugly 14. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Sebling to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Sebling goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebling. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. Meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out in service, I've helped out in finance. From my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a newer used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
I'm Denny King, the King of Cars from Decker, Michigan. For the last 24 years, I've been excited to put people into new vehicles, used vehicles, and make their purchases as easy as possible. I'm a certified new and used car salesperson, plus I'm the internet sales manager here at More Motors. I really enjoy putting people into the vehicle that they want or figuring out what vehicle they want with them and getting them the best deal possible and making them smile. The thing I like about working here at More Motors is we are transparent for as far as pricing goes, and there's no games and gimmicks. We're not trying to bring people in with a $99 lease that you've got to jump through hoops to qualify for. The most satisfaction I get is when a customer tells me that this was the easiest car purchase that they've ever had. Our whole job is to make you completely satisfied, so you'll tell everybody to come on in to More Motors and deal with Denny King or deal with one of the other sales staff. So if you're looking for a new Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, come see me, Denny the King of Cars, at More Motor Sales in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com. You really do get more here at More Motors in Carroll.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and 5x5 or 5x6 starting at $499. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the Ruger AR-450, and exclusive Model 77 Hawkeye 450 in 20-inch or 24-inch barrels. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch Camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center Open House Saturday, October 5th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leopold. Visit randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
You're listening to WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, Blake Gosher with your call tonight. As what felt like an eternity here as far as our technology issues go, but Dave Hanson, final score tonight, 29-14. Harbor Beach wins by 15 points. They survive on the road against a very tough test between a very good, very, very good ugly team here tonight. Why don't you tell us how we got to this score?
Well, Harbor Beach scored first in the first quarter, a Devin Puff one-yard touchdown run. The extra point was good. That would take us into the second quarter when Carson Holeski responds with a three-yard run of his own, and Casey Sweeney would cash in the two-point conversion. And at halftime, Ubley has the lead 8-7. But it didn't take long. Harbor Beach gets the ball first, and Devin Puff rumbles in from 1 yard away. Kadar puts in the two-point conversion run. Harbor Beach would reclaim the lead 15-8. Michael Anderson would take the next series 56 yards for a touchdown, and Harbor Beach extends the lead 21-8, still in the third quarter with 3:08 to go. Very next play, Casey Sweeney is hit as he throws, picked off by Devin Puff, and Michael Anderson scores on the ensuing play, 27-yard touchdown run, and Harbor Beach has blown it open 29-8 with 2:48 still to go in the third quarter. That's how that third quarter went in, and just one score in the fourth quarter with 3 minutes to go in the game. Shane Hazentowski finds the end zone. The two-point conversion failed, and Clark, that's how we got to our 29-14 final as the road Harbor Beach Pirates defeat their rival, the Bearcats, here in Bearcat Country.
29-14 this first half. I mean, Harbor Beach came out and started this game in quite the fashion, but then, you know, I was very impressed with them. They responded very well, and they actually took all the momentum to their sideline, and they went into halftime, and it felt like Ubley had this one, and they were marching down the field, and they couldn't do anything wrong at that point. And then halftime rolled around, and Harbor Beach went back to the basics, or made the adjustments they needed to make. And next thing you know, Harbor Beach spread us off with 22 points in that third quarter, and that's the difference maker. And then final score, because it was 22 points in the third quarter, 29 points at that point, Ubley scores one more time in the fourth quarter, and that's your ball game there.
Well, I mentioned that I'm surprised that Coach Shelkey took his time out home with them from the first half. But again, there's a reason he's had the job as long as he's had.
23 years.
Because they went into halftime knowing that extended timeout, that was a chance for him to corral his troops, to refocus them, remotivate them, change the game plan, probably more like tweak it.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest difference that I saw was you saw Michael Anderson more at quarterback running the football, running direct snaps, and running from that shotgun formation. And in the third quarter, he was unstoppable. He took himself to a level where no one was stopping him. And that was the difference in the game. And it took Aubrey right out of the game. Now, in the fourth quarter, they made a change. And